Bielkinski here.
David Knapp here.
Bob Grice here.
Dave Dearborn here.
Brad Allen here.
Okay, with no public comment, we'll move right on to the approval of minutes from the August 13th meeting. If there are not any questions or corrections, take a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Go right on to Shelley with the fiscal report.
All right, our total checking and savings, $5,349,145. Our other current assets, $4,518,793. Bringing our total assets, our current assets, $9,867,447. Our fixed assets are $2,189,021. Bringing our total assets, $12,197,365. Our liabilities, our total liabilities, $103,446. Our total equity, $12,093,918. Bringing our total liability and equity to $12,197,365. Just so that you know, we did open another account, a checking account for the new microloan program. So we are getting that, you know, taken care of. I know that we also talked about our plan. We have a plan for switching over some money into some money markets or CDs or something. Bob will talk to you about in executive session on why that hasn't happened yet. Okay, now, our total income to date, $546,130. Our total expenses, $521,496. Bringing our net income to $36,609. I also gave you the payment status report. The only thing of note, loan number 1876. Bob and I both have been in contact with this group, and so hopefully they will pay this off very shortly. It's a very small, it's a very small amount that they have to pay off. Everybody else is okay.
Questions or anything to show? Bob.
Facilities, Dave's on vacation.
Are we going to take a motion to approve these?
I need that.
I have one question. On loan 7015, Lori Coleman, she typically runs about that much late?
That's the COVID one that's already 3 months behind.
Yeah.
So she keeps up to date.
Okay. She comes and pays like a chunk, like clockwork, right?
She does. She's good.
I don't have a concern with that. That's just how she pays. Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and
need
a motion to accept the
I'll so move.
I'll second.
Now, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, going to facilities, days on vacation. The bulk of what we're going to talk about in executive has to do with that, but I think that they're going through and they're still doing a lot of our light conversions. We're almost done with one plastics. We do have some things with a new tenant that we've been in contact with National Fuel, which should lead to us to be able, since the volume we're gonna be using with the new tenant, they should be able to come in and do our meters to each section, so we'll have a clear understanding of the gas usage that goes down through. So that's a good thing with that. They should be able to foot the bill based on what we're gonna be bringing in.
That'll be really helpful with billing.
With billing, so we can get to that true cam charge. And we're marching towards that and what that looks like. So, you know, like I said, the rest of that we'll talk in executive that goes hand in hand with the new tenant. So, we do have, did get the contract signed on the 6 month, 9 month contract with the ABT, which is the supplier for NTEC. which got him that new contract. So they did sign that. That's a good one for us, for 9,000 square feet right next to him, and guarantees business for NTEC. So that's a win for NTEC since we came to bat for him. So that's a great thing. So they're excited about maybe expanding what NTEC does for them based on this. So this could be a huge win for NTEC. And they're out of Akron, Ohio, EBT is. And they're the ones that make the subflooring for the soccer and professional sports fields. So it's the underlayment plastic locking thing. So that's a great contract for them, because for what they have in machines, it works well. They've done an awesome job. If you have been out, I know Dave was out there moving a lot of their equipment. They have one more machine, and then they're all into what they, promised they'd be at. So it looks really good. And then having, our potential clients out there, it's going to work good. We put ABT right next to them, so all they're doing is just dropping their equipment right there. So, and it's, you don't have a supplier too often pay for space for a tenant. So this is a good thing. So they signed that lease and we got that back to them. So it's 9 months with an option to go 3 months. If it's something that they're going to continue, we're going to have to discuss with them on some floor space.
What was the area? 9,000?
Yep. So it's based right now. You have it. We have a cam charge. It's a fixed cam. All we're using is space. We actually have a cam charge plus a square foot charge. We're winning pretty good on this one. But it's a good model for us to go forward if we're looking at warehouse space opposed to manufacturing space, because that's purely all it is. They're not using anything other than this, the space and minor electric, but we got that in the cam anyways. So
that's good. Fine.
No, so that's a good one. So like I said, yeah, that's pretty much, it with that, other than the routine maintenance. We do need to really take a look at the, depending. I had Senator Hutchison in here in regards to our grant application. We were talking about that. So we're probably not going to hear anything to that till around September, I believe is what he told us, the end of September, right?
October, I thought.
And beginning October, yeah, it's the end. So he'll have more of a feel. I did talk with him again after that. So he's trying to push that through. But if, hopefully that comes through so we can get some of this, the roof and the driveway taken care of through that grant. But there's been no indication that they're going to kill it.
Right.
But, they're pretty slow on this right now. I mean, but the budget's done, so maybe hopefully we'll start going on that. So I'll tie that right into the director's report. Once again, a lot of this is going to have to be an executive session, but a good thing. Corey Manufacturing broke ground on their first phase, so kudos to the city and our teamwork between us, Brett and Davis, and the city was enabled to get that PennDOT and Bob telling us where to look. So it was 50 feet. So Joni did find that, and Phil got on there, and they said, "We give, you win, break ground." So the next phase is going to be another 30,000 square foot addition sometime on the plan after the spring, where they're going to close down the road over there and build out there. So they probably will be looking up for us for some short-term equipment just because we help them. So that's just a good thing for Corey.
It's great growth for Corey, right.
So it's a $10 million total dollar investment back into the city.
Wow.
And, so it was a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a great win. But we have more behind the scenes. Going back to we did meet at the county meeting, and it's on the desk for the county executive to make us officially an Act 137 provider, and we will be splitting all that money that the county gets with us in the city of Erie, RDA. So just how we are partners with them on Whole Homes, that's going to give us another round of cash right away, about 150 to start for remainder of this year, and that can be inside work.
That goes a higher amount too, right?
Well, that's Act 137, doesn't it? Still, it's pretty much the same. Only you can work inside.
Okay.
But there are liens that are involved with Act 137.
Okay.
So they don't just get it free; they have to hold on to the house for 5 years. But it'll enable us to get some construction done on the inside with our contractors. EEOH is also going to be signed, and that is up to $750,000 we'll be receiving. But that can be $75,000 of work done on homes. We want to kind of save that if, say, the land bank comes to us and says, hey, we want to rehab this home. We don't just want to demolish it. But if we put this in there, you know, we'd like you to facilitate that grant. So we do 10 of those a year. We want to kind of save those. That's inside and out. So there's a huge project, but it cannot exceed, the improvements cannot make that value of it exceed 25% of the average of the home in that area. So we have to really pick and choose how we put that money into it.
Say that again.
So if we do these improvements in the value of that home exceeds 25% of the average value in that area, you know, that block.
More than 25% of the average?
Yep, more than 25%. Now, I don't think we're going to have a big problem with that, because most of our, if you find a nice home that we're not going to take down, it's probably, the repairs are not going to do that. It's going to probably enhance that area's average.
But there's so enough bad homes in good neighborhoods.
Right. And that's how we want to pick and choose.
Right. Yep.
You know, we're really going to have to be, you know, lockstep on this, you know, before we commit that money.
If the average home value was $100,000, it couldn't exceed $25,000.
Over that, correct.
125.
New value can't be. So the value now is at 40, and we put this in there, and it goes up to 125, and that exceeds the average of that area. Looking at the average home, we're probably not going to have that many problems with that in the Corey area, because we're going to pick and choose.
That's kind of an odd restriction, though.
Is it? It is an odd one.
Seems like it would help everybody.
Yeah, but it is that government money, and that's how this, you know, works.
They're trying to be fair.
Well, it's also prevailing wage, and we can't be afraid of that, too, as well, because it's over that $25,000.
Are income levels about the same as the other programs? Or a little
It's pretty close. We actually can go a little bit higher, so it gives us a little, you know, there's a little bit more.
More of the work in hand,
To work on that.
That's nice.
Depending on that. It's just another, like, tool in the toolbox for us to go and say, okay, well, whole homes doesn't fit. Because we're running into that now, because we're really starting to crank up, but there's also it's slow as heck with these contractors who are so far behind. Finding problems and saying, you know, we can do this, but they're probably going to have to go back and do this. If that was the case to begin with, we probably would have used that stack in that particular house so they don't have to go back to the well again. Because if they reapply, they go to the back of the list. And we have 60 some going right into the whole homes. We're almost 86, I think we have. Because I know we're going to start creating space on our applicants, but we're over 70 viable applicants right now. So.
Is that just in Corey?
That's in our zone. In Corey, it's probably over 40 right now.
Is it?
Yeah. So we have this huge stack, and we're going to talk about that later too. How we do these bids and talking to Jessica and Abbott, we might want to just quit sending out bids right now until we get caught up, but keep them in the loop. Like, once we have them on that list, they're good. Once we get them in that intake, that holds that in there. So we might want to package those bids and say, okay, now we have 5 in Wattsburg, send those out. Now we have this. But to keep sending these bids out, because I just sent another, you have what, 4 more intakes this week? So that means more bids are going out. I think we have to really take a look at our contractor's workflow. I know we have one that's 40 houses behind, but they've also been good. I know Josh came through and said, okay, I'm going to do this and put this on the forefront. So Franklin Street is now being worked on. You want to drive by where that roof is caving in. Looks really good. Like, nice. He's getting some stuff done. So that's a big one. The Center Street one, we're at the mercy of, do we penalize these contractors? I don't think we do. I think we try to work with them. You know, if we penalize them, we're not going to have it. I mean, it's tough.
Can you take your second bid or reactivate those?
There could be that possibility, but some of these large ones are the same people it's the same contractors. I think this first round, I think we really have to be careful. We're going to, like, run out of contractors. I know Brenton sent me 3 new ones, out of Erie and in Union City. So hopefully that alleviates that because we're now over 20. But I think the workload, at some point they have to be done fixing these roofs. But I know one that's 40 roofs behind. So, you know, that's one of those growing pains with this, but we can't just stop, we gotta keep going. So that's why we're continuing intakes, continuing to take the applications, which we got another one while you were gone today, which is a good one.
Do we have something in place to manage the expectations of the homeowners, just so they know?
Correct. Yeah, that's also the process, talking with Jessica and that, where we're gonna start going into, and we bring them in for intake, is to say, hey, listen, here's where we're at. Well, we don't wanna send this bid out until we know we can satisfy that bid, but if it's not an urgency, because some of them are gonna need more work done after the fact, and they might exceed that first 25,000, we wanna put a priority on those type of ones to get that done so they can get back on the list. But there's a lot of those out there. The good news is it's still going. And, you know, part of my asset set in executive what is going to enhance that and help that, you know, with a potential candidate. So it's moving, it's cooking, it's slower than I like because I can't control those contractors, but in the same sense, they're not kicking us to the curb either. They understand the urgency in getting this stuff done. So it's a good thing on the county. And it's not just us. We had our meeting with Abby, and then I had one with Jessica afterwards at a county meeting. We're outpacing Erie big time. We have 3 complete. They have no complete. So we're getting stuff done, but keep in mind that for every one of these applications we get in there, it's good for us. We just got to figure out a way how to close that gap. But our relationships with the contractors are going pretty good. But that's what I have for that. Any questions on anything else? Most of it's going to be handled on behind the scenes here today. And there's good stuff, bad stuff. But mainly, it's all good stuff in the end, right?
Yes.
So that's not a problem. We roll with the punches every day. Loan board member, I'm having a tough time with this one. Does anybody come to mind with somebody we can have on this loan board? Because I know Scott will stay as long as we need him, but Scott wants to move on. I did have a loan board meeting. Got them all together for the first time.
Who's all on there?
You have Stacy from Corey Federal.
Uh-huh.
You have Mark Hammond,
okay,
with Dave. So then you have Bill Roach.
Jimmy
Bajinski.
And me.
Kim Hawks.
And you. No.
So, I'm just trying to think of all the sectors.
Of all that stuff. But it was great loan board
meeting.
That's the first time they've ever met.
With that group,
which was great. It was a great meeting, some great stuff come out of it. I explained my mission, they're all in. We discussed the one ask that we had that's going to be on the table. We'll talk behind there. There's some great discussion on all this stuff, so which was really good. And I think we're going to make it a point that we're going to meet in person. We're not going to do this over the phone stuff. We're going to meet and hash this stuff out, which is really good. So I'm happy with that. So we're in the process. They have some information about our policies and procedures. I should be able to gift wrap that here pretty quick. And they're really engaged. We do have people that we think that maybe are against stuff or more for stuff, and it was a great meeting. So, you know, with that, we're gonna need to, we discussed, I'll segue into microloans. That is still, I know the only thing we have is what's our starting rate? I think our starting rate should be prime and negotiate up and down based on risk to go up, but to go down, have they had a loan with us before? Are they remain current? And we kind of play that in between there. But I'd like to start with prime, $750 fee. That would, you know, just like a big loan, even though it's a micro loan. If we have to build that into the loan, that's fine too.
Will your rate change with the length of the loan too?
Correct. Okay. You know, if it's If we go down a point, if it's a year, if it's three, it remains at the prime or whatever we discuss. 5 years, it could go up even higher. You know, we go up 2, 3, 4 points, depending on how we want to take a look. I do not want to go past 5 years on this, because I think that defeats the purpose of a microloan.
Yeah.
What's the prime right now?
Prime's 8.5. So I think that's what I'd like to start with, and then allow me to negotiate that based on what I find. With it's also a $50 application fee. We have one that's in the works, but man, are they slow.
Because unfortunately, these people go to the bank, they're going to end up with a personal loan with a lot more interest than that.
Yeah. So this allows us to help our small business, and they're going to be primarily mostly in between that 10 and.
And we all just have to understand this is a more risky part of our loan because you're dealing with small business, but I still think it's our job to help them. But there's more risks to those, I think.
No, but if they're going to do a personal guarantee.
Well, that, but I also think you just babysit those.
Yeah, it's a tough one, But sometimes you get the our one that's in the works right now, they're still not ready yet because I think they're finding out that they can do without her for right now. They're starting to manage themselves a little bit better, and they're trying to figure out how they can go lower rather than go higher, which that's a good thing too. That means we did our job. We went to them and we said, this is what I'm willing to give you. This is where you're at, but what do you really need? Don't just ask for this money for me to, and these microloans, also I'm making them list the product they're going after, the price of the product, the quote of the product, so we're actually loaning for that ask and not just giving them money to play with. So, that's a big thing. So I think when we go down the line, it's going to be good once they get used to doing this, but I think we should,
You don't want the loans to go out for somebody just to survive. You want them to go out to prosper.
I want them to prosper. So there's more of a deep dive with me. It's kind of like a business consulting type of thing. Hey, let me take a look at your financials. Where are you at and how you have this coming through? Because that is a service of economic development too. So it was a good, this one right here, it might not be even close to what they originally asked for.
Great.
So. It might be around 10,000.
I see that they got an asterisk beside microloans. What do we?
I want to say, do we want to put the policy in for this? Start at 8.5. Allow me to do that. No more than 25. 750 for the fee, and 50 for just an application fee. To start this, I know we looked at the plan of what I had with the microloan plan. I know Paul gave me a sheet of what I need to give to him, which is just like our loans for our regular loans, so nothing's changing on that. But that's how I'd like to start these, knowing that we got to go up or down, and keep.
What would be the minimum and maximum dollar amounts in the micro loan?
I would like to see at least a minimum of 5. The max can't exceed 25, but because if it goes over that, we're going to send it to our loan board. This would only be personally, I'd like to kind of, my sweet spot on this is around 15 grand. If you need an equipment or if you need some capital stock and you can show me that this will help your business grow, I'm in.
I'll make a motion for those parameters.
Okay. Second. You'll put that in a policy form?
Yep,
you'll
in the policy, that. Correct.
Yeah.
You have a question for you?
And I would just, what you just said, instead of stating 8.5 or whatever you said, why don't you just state prime rate?
Yeah, it'll be prime. It'll be what prime is at that particular time.
Any other comments?
And do you have in your mind how you're going to qualify somebody? Like even just pulling a credit score and if it's 500 or up or 600?
Yeah, the application fee pays for that credit score. And then based off that credit score, based off the how I'm requesting financials just like how I'm doing a big loan.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, so I'm doing a deep dive, and that's why I kind of go in and say, okay, how are you going to pay for this? This is what you have. Show me your plan. Show me how this impacts that. So we have a sit-down with that, and I've had, 3 with these guys minimum. So I think that has to be the thing. If they have a personal credit score, if you have 2 people and it's on the lower side, of course our risk is going to be higher, so we're going to add to that prime rate. Because if they go to the bank, they're going to be paying that anyways.
And are you asking, I'm sorry, I'm not clear on, are you saying Bob is going to be the approval board?
Yeah, Yeah, we've already discussed that under 25.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
I would caution, I'd send them to the loan board for a compliance reason. Now it comes on you and the RDA, whether you arbitrarily approved the loan or didn't approve a loan. I think a layer of...
Yeah, the loan board, if you want final approval, it'd be this board.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
You always tell me you hired him, let him do his job, and I feel like those many loans, the loan board...
They don't approve
it. It's not the same type of thing. They're never going to approve a microloan from small
businesses. For him to protect himself, somebody comes up and now cries foul that they didn't get their 15 grand.
What if he reported on it every month in here and we... Carte blanche.
Or I could do like a loan cover sheet, like what I do for the loan board.
I think our approval would cover him.
Why don't I do that? Why don't I give you the one sheeter that has all that?
A summary page.
A summary page of the loan, just like we get.
I think that's a really good point. I think that's a good policy. Just handle a larger loan.
I think that's a good point.
We're not discussing their finances in public. But get final approval from these guys.
Okay.
Yep. So we just send that out. We'll send a summary sheet, and then you come back with questions if you need more detail, and then we make the recommendation.
I like the parameters: 5 to 25K at prime, plus or minus 60 months or less.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and the risk factor too. If we have to go through that, but you know when we have that summary page, we can explain that credit check and that's credit score. And then you can have it on there, and then you just come back and say, hey, and the loan board was good about this, like, give me more info on this. Give me a deeper dive, which the summary doesn't apply to. And then I can say, here's the 3 years worth of financials. This is their take. You'll have it at the summary on the bottom, but I can give you an actual income statement.
And I think the finances are important. You'll probably be surprised how many small businesses will say, what do you mean?
Yeah. But most of them also have that too.
They should have it.
Yep.
That's good business.
Yeah. You know, those are the ones you say, well, we don't know if we can do that for you right now, right? But this is the help that small up and coming retail business downtown.
And Bob, again, this is supposed to be a whatever you call it, microloan Jiffy process, simplified issue, whatever. So I'm not trying to overcomplicate it. But there'd be two or three sentences at the beginning that one describes what their operations are.
Yeah, that's what the summary page says.
What the loan the money is for.
What the money is going for and how that's going to impact their business
and the community. Yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, in that summary form, it has all that on there. Now, if you want more information in regard to that, then I can say, hey, here's that, because I have to use it anyways to figure it out, right? And I can give you more deep dive in that, especially for this one. Christy and I have kind of, but the good news is they're not in dire straits anymore, because I said, liquidate your assets. Liquidate what you have. And it's put them in a stronger footprint for paying down their debt before they go create more debt.
Are you talking about Sparta?
Yeah.
Strike that. No.
Sorry.
But no, it's for a small business, right? And that's what you have to take a look at. So I do like that. And just I'll just send the summary sheet out based on my recommendation. And then you guys just take it and say either, if it's good enough, you say yes. If a couple of you say yes and a couple of you say you need more information, then I do a deeper dive and give you whatever you need.
But these two are right. It does protect you.
Too. Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it also still streamlines it. We have to do that anyways. I'm basically doing it already with the information. It's not going to take me 10 minutes to type out a summary form. We have them there. Pretty straightforward.
Any other comments on that?
I just think that the fact we have that program is as important as the loans themselves.
Correct.
If we don't make very many, there's something you can offer.
Yeah.
When you first came in, you said the mafia.
Yeah.
It takes that. But a little bit.
It does. I think there's been some feel for that. And there's been, hey, what can I do? Curiosity is up.
Right.
And we also could take these as a partnership way with a bank, too. If it's a bigger ask and they have a split, we'd be doing the same thing. So, if it's $30,000 or $40,000, we can go $20,000 each on. and did it. And I know both banks are interested in doing that. We actually have one. That's another one that's coming down the pipe on this. That is the parameters where it's going to be within the under 25, and we go into half, and the bank goes another half. So, and it'd be a shared position on all those. Is that what we're talking about?
Once we vote on that, and you'll just do us a favor once it's all set up. Just let us.
Well, I can do I'll do a policy thing
just
based
copy
on that, and I'll give you a copy of that summary page.
Okay. Okay.
And all that stuff on there. I can have that done right for you.
So we have a first and a second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Not opposed.
Chill. Got some stuff.
All right. I think the MMO is first. So because we have a pension plan through the state, I am required to present every September our minimum obligation that we have to pay to the state for the pension. So I've included that in your packet. There's a formula. I have to come up with the salary of the people who are participating for the year, and then the rest of the formulas and numbers are provided for us. So that is what I gave to you. I have to send it in by October 7th. This does not have to be paid until December 31st of next year. This year's has been already paid.
And how much of this $64,450 is billed to CAIDC? They've always paid part of it.
Yes, they do. They,
one-third?
No, I'm sorry. All of John's was paid by CAIDC.
Mm-hmm.
All of Dave's was paid by RDA.
And the others were split somehow?
Those are the only two for this year. Tammy was on there last year.
And I'm not on there yet.
Not yet. He will be for the next year. I am not.
So it's just
I have a different retirement plan.
I'll make
a
motion that we pay $64,450 for the MMO at such time and date that Bob feels appropriate.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Who do we use as an actuary nowadays to come up with your basic numbers? Do we have an actuary?
Well, in the past,
for the payroll,
we used someone out of Erie, but I would.
Yeah, that's John Bon Giovanni.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Same.
Northwest
same.
Mutual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, this particular thing is all governed through the PMRS. You know, based on on that. But the other, yes, correct.
Yeah. But I mean, the basic.
That's
numbers,
a different retirement plan.
Yeah, I did this for 20 years.
You didn't forget?
No, it's exactly the same form.
And then the other thing that I have, our snowplow bids are due to go out this year, so I just wanted to get your blessing to do that. Make sure that we still want snow plowing for One Plastics and this building. Bimber did it the last two years. Do we still want a 2-year contract? Do we want a 3-year contract? What are you feeling? Do we want something different? What do we want?
1 year?
Well, I want a 1 year, and I want a per plow, just based on the way the weather.
It was
feeling.
Per plow, yes. Ours were always per plow.
Because I see, got a nightmare on that with. But I think a 1 year is all we want in any contract like that. It's just my opinion. I don't think we
too
ever
much can change through the 12 months.
You know, just based on any type of contract we have with a vendor should be a 1 year deal because things change and people change.
With a disclaimer, we have the right to accept or reject any bid.
Yeah.
What lots are you talking about? Just two?
One Plastics and this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Enterprise, the CIDC.
The CIDC, yeah. I know they went with all tear struck this deal. It was nightmarish.
It certainly was.
But we should never get to that position like that, nor ever will let us get that position. But I think any contract we're doing is 1 year, period, when we're dealing with a vendor.
So was it nightmarish because it was like a seasonal?
It was just a flat
fee. It was
fee.
A monthly
right.
flat fee. And
some
beach.
Years you win on those, some you don't.
With a snow plow, you've been on the beach.
Yeah.
Some we had like one plow,
some
still had to pay.
Yeah. Some years you might make out on that.
Yeah.
I personally like to review that just from a liability standpoint. I'm not an attorney, but we have a lot of claims from snow plowers and not plowing properly or not plowing often enough. And what's the trigger on what causes them to plow? I'd like to just look at that.
Okay.
And then get Paul's blessing.
Ready,
I can send out what we've sent out in the past.
Yes, we're going to end this exercise on all the above.
Bobby,
property, personnel, and loans.
Yeah. Botticelli did bring lunch for anybody if they'd like it.
Girl.
I make that motion.
Can you say the motion again, please?
You want a second?
I make that motion.
Yeah, well,
what motion?
She needs the motion.
I need the motion.
The motion is to authorize Bob Williams to negotiate the hire of a housing director for the Redevelopment Authority.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everyone. Sorry for the lateness today. A lot of stuff going on.
I almost had to take my nap.
I'm sorry.